they say if you work hard in your 20s, your 30s will be easy. If your 20s are easy, your 30s will be hard.
Maybe I played too much in one area, but there were other areas of life that I didn't play enough.
On the road to me becoming like the person I want to be, I want to be proud of the person that I was in the process.
Adulthood is literally, you don't know what you don't know until you know that you don't know it.
Rewind, because what? Get on my motherfucking
face. Please. Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shequoia D.
By my reason, you know what I do, what I do, what I do, what I do, when I do it.
It's your humble friend, Damani. It's your boy, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, and welcome back if this is not your first time here. This is where we like to have conversations about regular life from a creator's perspective. We like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. We could talk about anything from love to life to music to food to anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them and inspire you to have your own. Whoa. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit the notification bell so you never miss an upload. And just, you know, welcome. You got that part out. But, yeah, thank y'all for being here. How y'all feeling today?
Miraculous.
Mm. Just a thumbs up?
I am.
Don't force it. Don't force it, King.
Amazing, I'm doing the things. I'm doing the things, people. I'm doing the things.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How are you?
Ooh, that was in unison. I'm actually doing really good. I'm amazing as well. I'm stupendous. Stupendous?
I was saying, I don't know, stupendous.
I was thinking...
Teddy Pendergrass.
It was stupendous and...
Splendiferous?
Yes, yeah, splendiferous is what I... put together in my head.
And what did you say?
Stupendous.
Stupendous, word.
Yeah. I'm stupendous.
Write that one down. Yeah. I'm not going to write it down, but you should.
I'm going to put it in my dictionary. Right. I've had a dictionary since I was a child. I don't know where it's at, but it's up here.
Then you know where it's at.
What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about playing in your 20s. I've been seeing and hearing a lot of chatter about people playing in their 20s or not playing in their 20s. If you play in your 20s, your 30s will be hard. If you, like they say, if you work hard in your 20s, your 30s will be easy. If your 20s are easy, your 30s will be hard. Mm. I don't necessarily agree with that, but how do y'all feel? I played in my 20s. I ain't gonna lie. Looking back at it, even when I was in my 20s, I didn't think I was playing. But looking back at it, I'm 30 now. I recently left 29. But I was playing. But I feel like it had to be like that.
Do y'all feel like y'all was playing in y'all 20s or was y'all serious in y'all 20s?
I feel like I was serious. I didn't know. I just didn't know what I was doing.
I mean, y'all still in y'all 20s, so y'all still got,
yeah,
y'all still got like 6 months. 6 to 8 months left.
Yeah, I got about 5 or 6 months left. But yeah, I think my 20s, for me personally, I've been taking life serious since I was 5. Okay. Mm. So.
Background music. Mm. Something sad.
No,
she said she'd been serious since she was 5.
Since I was 5.
I've been working hard since I was 5.
I knew where I wanted to go.
Meanwhile, I've been seriously playing.
Okay, so like in some areas, I would say I was playing. But, so what are we talking about? Can we get a little bit more specific on like, what are we talking about as far as playing in your 20s? Are we talking about just life in general? Are we talking about career? Are we talking about just like everything?
I would say everything in totality. Were you, so based off what life looks like now, were you playing in your 20s or
Okay, based off of what life looked like right now, I was playing in my 20s. I was lazy. Like, I was playing with my gifts. I was playing with my time. I was playing in my face. Like, you know how they said, do I gotta waste my time tatted on my forehead? Like, I guess I woke up every morning and I used to, let me write this back in. Let me re-tat it. For me, I was wasting my time. Go ahead.
It depends on what we're talking about.
See?
Similar thing, but in a general sense, was I playing? I think I had a nice little balance of playing and then being serious, but not seriously knowing what I was doing. So I guess, yes, I was playing, but it just depends on what it was. Like, career-wise, it just depends on what aspect. You know, like, there were some things that I took very seriously, and there were some things that I needed to take more seriously that I didn't. But I think the main thing that I probably was playing with was not realizing how many things that are coming as a direct result of the decisions I was making. And in that regard, I was playing, because I was like, all right, you know, it'll get fixed. It'll get handled. It's like, no, if you don't do nothing, this your life.
I feel like for me, there were a lot of areas that I played in. Like, maybe I played too much in one area, but there were other areas of life that I didn't play enough. Like, I feel like I didn't have as many, I guess, life experiences or like try as many things or explore as many things, even if it comes to my talent or just like general life. Because I was taking things super serious in certain aspects. But then there were other areas where it's like, okay, I was sleeping on myself, or I was doing the bare minimum, or I was just kind of playing around, not thinking that maybe I needed to take certain things more serious than others. So I think for me, I don't think I had a nice balance. I think I just really didn't know what I was doing.
I agree with that. I don't feel like I had much of a balance either. I got two things. One, you can't really fault yourself for what you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And two, although I was playing, I perceive it as I was playing. Based off what life looks like now, I was playing. But along my journey, I gathered so much useful information that I just didn't act on or implement in my 20s. I still have that information. And now I can, in my 30s, I'm able to act on it and actually use it, put it to use. So
I think in that regard, if that's what we're talking about, then I was playing. Like I think if we're looking at it from like the amount of information or just like the amount of things that we did not act on, that we either felt that we should or we always wanted to, then I was playing in that regard. Because it's so many things that either I wrote down or maybe I talked about or whatever that I didn't actually act on it because I felt like it was going to just fall into my lap. Because I said this thing, so it's going to fall into my lap. Or maybe the opportunity even presented itself, but I was like, I got scared. And then it's like, you playing. Like, what did we say? There was a few episodes ago when we was talking about giving mixed signals to the universe.
Mm.
A lot of episodes ago.
Yeah, you said like it was like last week or something.
I'm going to link that one somewhere.
I would have never thought about that
me
one.
Either.
We'll link that one somewhere.
Yeah, a few episodes ago. The 30.
Wait, yeah. My bad. No, but like giving mixed signals to the universe. Like, that's how I was playing. That is how I was playing in my 20s.
Yeah, I can agree. I think there was times where I got a lot of information that I just didn't use. Not necessarily because, I don't think it was because I didn't want to, or maybe I didn't know how to, but I just would have the ideas. I think I would have, in hindsight, I probably would have experimented more with the information, and that would have made it a lot more fun, useful, whatever the word may be, but Yeah, I just think in regards of like applying the knowledge, that's what I'll say. In regards to applying knowledge, I was absolutely playing. Like, got a bunch of knowledge, but wasn't applying a lot of it.
The thing that I was taking serious was to be good. Whatever I thought that was,
like to be a good person,
a good citizen, a good Samaritan, upstanding Samaritan. That's what I was working hard at.
I was working hard at making my parents proud.
Yeah, that was part of it.
That's what I was working hard at.
I think I accomplished that. Even if I, even if I'm no longer a good upstanding citizen, I think I still made them proud. I did. I'm beautiful.
I'm beautiful. I made them proud. Yeah, I think so too. But I think working constantly, like, that was my focus, I feel like, more than what I actually wanted to do. So, yeah, then that wound up me being me playing. Because I wasn't thinking about me at all, for real.
Yeah.
In my decisions.
That's why people think I'm so serious. I wasn't thinking about me.
Listen, it was a time in my 20s I don't even think I was thinking. For real. just nah, but I mean I would think about certain things. I would think about certain things deeply, but I wasn't always things that I didn't like. I was just like, I'm not about to think about this. Mm-hmm. So if it seemed like it was about to get too stressed, nah, I'm good. I'm gonna think about something else that I want to think about. And it's like, there's some stuff where it's like, yeah, this is annoying now because you don't know it yet. Mm-hmm. But once you know, like, if you take the time to learn it, it's not going to be annoying anymore. You could actually use it. This is why I said the main thing for me has been the application of the stuff that I learned. Because it was like, I was learning a bunch of stuff. I'm reading a million books, watching all the YouTube videos, but I wasn't always utilizing the things to their fullest capacity.
I was just going to say one thing with that. The beauty of it is of, like, gathering so much or being exposed to so much information in your 20s, then once your 30s and beyond come around, you see certain stuff, it's not new. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't new. I was doing this a while ago.
Yeah.
Like, I've done this before. So once it's time to take things seriously. So I feel like for me, 20s, that was tryouts. You know, tryouts. And then now we in the game.
I will also say to that, being exposed to so much information and also learning things, I literally just learned how I actually learned yesterday. So, which is wild. But, so, like, now it's like, I even just rethinking how I take in information or recognizing that, okay, I was exposed to this information, but did I actually learn it? And what would have been the best way for me to actually learn it? Or do I even remember it? Or is there, like, just really thinking about that type of stuff. Because some of the stuff is like, how was I even going to implement this? Like, yes, I got the information, but there was no way I was about to implement this because I didn't actually learn this. Like, you told me something and I just, cool. I tucked it in the back of my head and was like, cool, I got it. But I didn't know how to apply it. So then it's like I did nothing with it. So now I'm in a space where I'm learning to apply. I'm actually learning to apply the stuff. I'm learning to learn the stuff. And then I'm also learning what I actually want or need to learn. I think it's also with being exposed to so much information in your 20s is great. But a lot of times you get a lot of information that you don't even actually need, or it doesn't apply to you, or it's so many different aspects or opinions of it that it starts to kind of blur your own vision of what you were even working toward or what you're supposed to apply, because it'd be 15 people saying 15 different things about one subject. And you're just like, well, where can I get an unbiased party to give me some objective perspective or something like that? So,
yeah, I know another aspect of life that I was playing in my 20s was with time, just in general.
Oh, man.
Time, I was giving everything, giving people my time, giving other things, my time. Like, I was just giving everything time. Just time, time. You need time? I got 5 minutes for you. I got an hour for you. That's what I was doing with everything. That's pretty much. If I was able to see myself do, like, just handing out time, like, if it was just, like, time like dollar bills, woo, I would have been way more cautious about how I was spending my time.
It's like the, what was that movie with Justin Timberlake?
I forget the name of the movie, but I watched it last year, I think.
The End of Time? That's his song.
We watched that like 3-4 months ago.
That was 3-4 months ago?
Yes.
Because we were still working with it. when I watched it.
We sat down and watched that. We was, this was before our no TV. TV day. I know that. I just know that it was right before the, because I remember us watching it. But anyway.
In the last 7 to 10 months.
I was working.
We watched this movie. But yeah, it would be like that. I definitely was playing with my time. Like, I did not. Well, that's why one of my values now is that I value my time, because I realized I wasn't valuing my time. So nobody else was valuing my time.
Reclaiming my time. Mm-hmm. Reclaiming my time. Mm-hmm.
But I had to literally, it took me, what, 28 years to realize that? 27 years? I don't even know. But it took me some years to actually realize, like, oh, this is a result of me. Like, you, it's not a you thing. This is a me thing. I didn't make it clear that my time was valuable. So you didn't know. So now I'm going to make it clear that my time is valuable going forward in everything that I do. So I definitely was playing my time. And I also felt like I had, it was weird. Like, you feel like you have no time, but then you also feel like you're going to have time to do this again or to try something again or whatever. And it's like, that's not, none of it is guaranteed. But you also you do have the time now. Like, you have time right now to just go ahead and do it. But you're saying that you're going to be able to do it again tomorrow? We don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say this. Just the thought of it remind me of the quote it was saying, that good habits make time your friend, bad habits make time your enemy. And I had at the, in my 20s, especially in like the early 20s, I had a list of bad habits that just, I didn't realize it. I'm like, nah, we good. So what, I be scrolling? So what? Go ahead.
This is like y'all talking about time and you never know about tomorrow. This might be a little morbid, but the other night my nose was stuffy. I couldn't breathe out my nose. I almost suffocated in my sleep because I couldn't breathe. My mouth was dry, but I couldn't breathe through my nose, so I was breathing through my mouth. My mouth was dry, and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't even move. And I was just thinking, like, I'm glad I was able to get a breath in, but to pass away in your sleep.
Because you got allergies?
It's actually peaceful. Not because you have allergies, but, like, just to go in your sleep, I feel like that might be the best way to go. But that's another topic for another time.
He said it when it was boring. He did say that.
I'm just saying, it's peaceful.
Oh,
like,
okay.
But like, imagine you just in the middle of a dream, right? And then
you just
wake up and whatever is next.
I'd be mad because what? Like, do I finish my dream?
Start a new one.
Like, what was that? Like, I'm like, yo, what? Hey, yo, God. Like, what? I didn't even get a chance to conclude my dream.
Did you conclude your
dream?
Did
I get the girl at the end?
I just hit my mic.
You said, do I conclude my dream?
Yeah, like before you wake up, do all your dreams conclude?
Mine don't.
Most of them don't, but they don't.
So why you call me mad?
Well, most of them don't is because I have an alarm clock. Like, if I were to just wake up naturally, they would conclude. But
mine don't.
How do your dreams end? Once my dreams get good, I'll be excited and I get up and I'll be like, dang, I wish I could.
Like, my dreams, they'll end, like, it'll pretty much be, it'll just start a new a whole new scenario. Yeah, so it'll be like, all right, cool, boom, and it'll just move to the next one.
It's like Atlanta. It ain't no real ending. It just go to the next episode.
Yeah, but it's only been a few times where I've woken up from a dream and then went back to sleep and it actually continued. I'd be so happy about those.
But, yeah, me too.
But,
what's your 20s? Yeah. Did you dream in your 20s?
I ain't dream enough.
I definitely was dreaming.
I was thinking small.
I was thinking big. I just didn't. I had no actionable steps.
It's one thing to, like, see things happen, but it's another thing to actually know that it's possible for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel as though it's normal to, like, it's normal to play in your 20s or not use your 20s to catapult you to the highest point of your life. Because if we're supposed to be trying things and exploring, I feel like the 20s is where you gather the information. The average 20-year-old, we still half of the 20 decade,
mm-hmm.
you're still a child. Your brain not even fully developed yet. So you want me to, it's like when you go to a job, you want a child to tell these other kids to do this, this, and this for your company. It's like, no, my goal isn't to work for your company for the rest of my life. My goal is to get this check. And then me and my coworkers are going to go out and spend this check. I feel as though it's a lot of responsibility that's put on 20-year-olds to be something, to be so much greater than they even, I'm not going to say have the capability of being, but they're ready for.
I think that's mainly because of the things that we are not taught. So, like, it's not like anybody actually prepares you for actual adulthood.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some people do, some parents do, if they have the time or if they know how to be that. Yeah, it's a lot of things in adulthood that you don't know about until they happen. And even, like, when you ask older people, it's like, if they're giving you advice, it's not advice on those things. Until it happens, then they're like, I forgot to tell you. Yeah, that's normal. And it's like, hold on. Like, I didn't know that this was going to be happening like this. That's also, like, so I do agree that there's, like, this extra level of pressure. Sometimes I wonder if we're putting it on ourselves.
Problem.
More so than anybody else. But I also recognize that there are a lot of things about adulthood that you just are not privy to until it happens. And I don't know that if it's because adults or older adults are like, you don't need to know that. Because that's very much so, like, our parents are just like, you don't need to know that. That's grown folks' business or whatever. And it's like, this was actually a pivotal traumatic moment in my life that I didn't know that I was going to experience. And if you would have told me how to do X, Y, and Z, or at least taught me about this particular thing, told me that it even existed in the world, then maybe I wouldn't have gone through this. Or maybe I would have still gone through it, but I would have been like in the back of my head, like, oh, this what they was talking about. I'd be having those moments too. But I think that a lot of the pressure comes from the fact that it is literally, adulthood is literally a, you don't know until you, like, you don't know what you don't know until you know that you don't know it type of situation.
Rewind, because what? So you don't know what you don't know until you know.
That you don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so you don't know, like, when you turn 18, or whenever you move out or whatever, like, when you become an adult or of legal age, you are in the mindset of, like, oh, like, I can do whatever I want to. Like, okay, I'm an adult, blah, blah, blah. And you don't know that there's so many things that you have not learned yet.
Like, you thought you were done learning when you graduated. You were not done.
You just started actually learning.
Yeah, you just started learning for real. So, but you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Until you know that you don't know.
Yeah. So, like, you won't, let's say, like, I didn't know how to learn until I realized. That I didn't know how to learn. Like, I hadn't been learning all this time. I've been memorizing things, not actually learning. So, it's like, that's something that I don't even know if my parents could have prepared me for. Yeah. I don't even know if they know. I got to call them people.
I was also going to say, you're funny. I was also going to say, giving them slightly the benefit of the doubt, there's a lot of things that I forgot about by the time I'm in the middle of my 20s. Like, I know with being on your own insurance, right?
That was new.
But it was definitely new. My parents probably didn't tell me about it because they probably forgot. Out of all of the new stuff that you had to learn during the time from going to your 20s to 20s and up, it's like, oh snap, I forgot that was. Word, that's not the biggest thing you got to think about. There's some other stuff, but hey, we be like, hold on, you didn't tell me about this. And like, oh yeah, that's a part of the package, but there's some other stuff you might want to think about, but that's not that bad.
Yeah, and I think that's true.
it'd be like, that's not that bad. Wait until you see the other stuff, and it'd be like, hold on, I just got here. I'm still 20. I can't even rent a car by myself until I'm 20.
25.
Yeah, so. It's just a lot of stuff, which is kind of wild because it makes sense now because, like, I wouldn't want 23-year-old me ripping and running and renting a car because it's a lot of responsibility. I understand some rules, I understand because, yeah. You know, like you talk about, we still had soft spots in our brain, whatever it was. Brain all the way developed. We had enough wrinkles in the brain back then to be able to make the proper decisions. But also think some of it would just be, we just would have overwhelmed ourselves if we knew beforehand.
I agree, but I do think adulthood should come with a manual, emergency manual, where everybody can just, you know, put in some life experiences and, you know, I can refer back to it if I ever feel like I'm in a panic, you know? That would be nice. Be nice.
I don't think a manual is needed. I think the village elders, we need to get back to the village elders. they were preparing for war. Not this governmental war that's going on, but like actually being ready to conquer, step on something if you have to, but still do it peacefully.
But I mean, we probably need to prepare for this governmental war. Uh-huh. So I don't know. We would need village elders that are equipped with that. Yeah. As well.
Yeah. But I mean, the village elders are only teaching you based on what they know. Yeah. So if they
don't know that they don't know.
There's a whole
they know they don't know.
You know?
That's really what adulthood is, though. It's like a repeating cycle of that. You just really don't know.
So, do you regret not knowing in your 20s what you didn't know until now that you know that you don't know?
No, I don't regret not knowing. I don't regret not knowing. It's nothing I can really do about that. I'm just happy that I'm able to learn it now, like learn the stuff now.
I can't really regret it. I ain't know.
It's not like I made the choice. I do wish that I made more, I tried more things in my 20s. But I also feel like it'll be a lot more fun trying new things in, like, going into my 30s.
Yeah, knowing, like, oh, I made this decision.
I needed my 20s to figure out who I was. Like, well, who I am and who I'm becoming and, like, what certain things, like, what habits do I like or I don't like. Like, even when you were talking about, like, you had a whole list of bad habits. That's another thing that you don't know until you know. Because you're like, I didn't know this was a bad habit. This is how I grew up. Like, this is just how things were or how I saw things. I've never seen anything different. And then you realize, oh, this is actually a terrible habit.
Like, me getting organized now, I knew I wasn't the most organized person, but I was like, I'm organized in my own way. So now I'm like, okay, well, I'm working on, okay, so basically, like, the Albert Einstein quote is like, the way that you thought that got you here is not the thinking that's going to get you to where you're looking to go. And if I'm looking to go somewhere that's not backward, I need to look at what habits I have and, like, what things I have in place. So I started looking, and I'm like, you know what? This isn't as organized as I thought it was. Or it's certain things that maybe need to be condensed or moved or whatever, like setting up my workspace and blah, blah, blah. But I didn't know that until I went through my 20s to figure out, like, what do I want? What do I like? And I mean, I'm still figuring that stuff out, but I think my 20s for me more so were to learn to love me, so that going into my 30s, I could just be out here trying new things, exploring, loving myself, enjoying life, like that type of thing.
Yeah. To that point, I would just say I'm grateful for my 20s and how I operated through my 20s, because I actually got to begin healing. So, like, the stuff that I would have, that I didn't know that I didn't know that I needed to correct until I knew that I needed to correct it, I was able to do that to at least to some extent in my 20s. So now, once God throws the ocean in my cup,
come on, ocean.
I know how to manage said ocean, use the tools, build a dam, catch the water, you know? But yeah, I can maneuver better in my 30s while I'm making these decisions and these choices. And I also know where I know where I don't want to go. Even if I don't completely know where I want to go, which I do. But if for anybody who doesn't know, in this current moment, where they actually want to go, at least you know where you don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. Like you said, I'm not going backwards.
Yeah.
So, whatever got me here, I got to do something else.
Yeah. So, do you regret? You don't regret your 20s. Do you regret?
No, I don't regret nothing. Not a single part of my 20s.
I wish I took some more action, but
yeah.
I don't really regret nothing.
Yeah, I think that's probably where I was at with it.
I will say I definitely agree. I think me healing in my 20s was probably one of the best decisions that I made. And I know I'm not out of my 20s yet, but me starting my healing process and starting, like, my self-love journey and starting all of that stuff, doing it now versus doing it when I'm 40 or I'm 50. Because, like, I'm not trying to, of course, like, we're all still going to be healing from certain things, but, like, the brunt of it.
Yeah, I'll say the bulk of it.
Like, even being able to process my emotions, like, making sure I'm literally been equipping myself with the tools that I need so that going forward, I don't have to struggle to figure this stuff out. And I think that's one of the best decisions that I made in my 20s, is to make sure that I'm healing, like going to therapy, doing all the affirmation stuff, like learning about me, figuring out what I like, figuring out the self-care, figuring out how I learn. I'm still in shock. Like, I thought I was auditory learner this whole time. I am not even close.
It's because people have been talking to you your entire life.
Mm-hmm. Literally. People have been talking to me, and I know how to regurgitate the information. Mm-hmm. So, but that was, I think that was such an important part of my 20s that I didn't realize until right now. It's like the work that I did in my 20s, this is what they be talking about. The work that I did in my 20s, it might not have been so that, it might not have been so that, like, every single thing looks exactly how I imagined it when I was 12. But, like, the healing that I've done in my 20s is literally going to catapult me to whatever I desire in life going forward.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and I had 2 points. One, I'm so glad because, like, initially what I was saying was, like, I didn't even know I had bad habits, and I thought stuff was wrong with me. It was just like, nah, it wasn't. It's not you. You just have a habit of doing this thing in a way that's counterproductive to you. So it's like, you're not lazy. You just have a habit of not starting things and not finishing things or whatever it is. Like, you just, so unlearning that, and on top of that, doing the healing was definitely one of the best decisions. I mean, it was, I won't say it was all intentional. Sometimes I kind of just fell into it, and I'm like, I just kept hitting my head on certain things, and I'm like, why do I keep running into this same wall?
Yes.
And because it wasn't even like I was going into like, oh, I need to be healed. I didn't necessarily think I needed, I was like broken or nothing, but I was like, I don't need to be, I'm good. And then, but then I'm running into stuff and I'm like, wow, I got a little, it's a little bit more work that need to be done on this house. This house ain't, I thought this house was good. We had stable foundation. This
faulty like, so foundation.
This, okay, this is a little sandy around
the
here. All right.
Is falling in.
Yeah. So I think that was probably one of the biggest parts for me. And as I like looking forward, if I'm predicting the future, because I think my 30s, one of the things that I said I wanted to make sure was that on the road to me becoming like the person I want to be, I want to be proud of the person that I was in the process. Mm-hmm. So like, not just be like, oh yeah, I can't wait till I'm this person, like be proud of who I was in the middle of portion. And like, I think the work that I've done in my 20s is setting me up so that I could feel that way about me in my 30s and so forth and so on, whatever.
I was just going to say, this conversation, well, this part of the conversation made me think of, I think it was the Chris Doe and Daniel, I don't remember the last person.
Presley.
Yeah, and they was talking about, one of them said, don't trust your first mile. Did y'all get to that part?
No, we didn't get that far.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, in a marathon, or if you're running
your
long distance,
I thought you said mind.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, trust your first mind.
Yeah, that's
but
what
don't
I was
trust
like,
your
I ain't
first
get, that's
mind.
Not, I thought he said the opposite of that.
Because you could go out and run a amazing first mile, and then the rest of the miles is trash.
Oh, because that 400 took me out.
Or you could even run a terrible first mile, and then the rest of the race is amazing. Mm-hmm. So, like, even I feel like that's what the 20s is, because once you hit your 20s, technically you're an adult.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
Or you are of age to make the decision. I guess decisions, yeah, or take on responsibility, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like that first decade could be not the greatest, but again, like I was saying earlier, you learn so much, you experience so much, even intentionally or unintentionally, that now you can operate differently and you can make conscious decisions on, okay, this is what I'm doing, this is where I want to get to. So the rest of the time not going to be that bad. Mm-hmm. So like, I was talking to somebody the other day, it was like, they just want to retire by 35. And I'm like, oh, that's it? That's all you want to do? I'll probably be retired. Well, I'm retired now, basically. But I was like, by 32, I don't ever see myself retiring from my stuff. But as far as the frivolous 9-to-5 type of thing, by 32 at the latest, I'm done with that. So it's like, for me to get to where I'm going, it's going to be 10 times easier because I already have so much information to go off of. And now I actually trust myself because I did a lot of the inner work that was necessary for me to get to where I'm going. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's going to be more stuff that I need to do, and we're going to work on that when we get there. But to get from where I am to where I'm going, I feel like it's going to be like an overnight thing. As long as I continue to do the things, and just be me, show up as me, and every situation, and don't feel like I need to know. Mm-hmm. Because, all right, you don't need to know. All you need to know is that you are capable of getting through or learning whatever it is that you don't know.
So you don't need to know exactly what or how. You just need to know that yourself. You are more than capable. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. It's funny because all of this reminds me of, it was, I think it was a Gambino quote, and I think I said it on here before, but it's like, right when, like, you figure out what you were supposed to do, in your 20s, right when you leave your 20s. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's just a cycle of like, now that I've made it through all, this is what I was supposed to do during that time, or what I could have did during that time. And it's like a cycle of like, just as you're leaving the that spot, you know exactly what it is. I also heard somebody say, it's like, it's also when it comes to working at a job, right when you're either leaving the job or you're fired or whatever, you find out that you were actually the perfect person to work the job after the job is over. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like now you're the perfect person for it because you understand what it was because you're out of it. But when you were in it, you needed to make the mistakes or whatever, you needed to learn. So it's just kind of funny as we were talking about that topic.
Hindsight is 2020.
Mm-hmm. So I know y'all still in y'all 20s, but what was the best thing that you learned in your 20s?
The best thing.
Question.
It's a few things. I mean, there's a few things. The first thing that came to my mind is,
or we could do top three if y'all want.
Top three as of now. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
One that I'm in control of my mind. So like, I'm always in control of my thoughts as much as I don't feel like it. So even in, during the times where it feels like, I don't know, I can't stop myself from thinking about it, like, I'm always the one that's in control. Even when stuff is hectic, that's one of the biggest ones. The second is, did I learn this in my 20s? I might learn this in my 20s. Everything has a rhythm. I think I learned that in my 20s. Yeah. And once
you're still 20.
Yeah, no, I was trying to figure out.
He didn't learn in his teens.
Yeah, but I'm pretty. It was in my 20s, so yeah. Everything has a rhythm. So like, once you learn the rhythm that you operate best at, or whatever the skill that you're trying to acquire is, once you get that, then stuff usually works. But it takes time to get into rhythm. And I guess the third thing was, y'all can come back to me. Y'all can go. But the other ones, I can't really remember what the third one is. Go ahead.
Okay, so I would say my first biggest thing that I learned, one of the most important things, was that it is more than okay to put myself first, and that will actually benefit me versus hinder me. So that's like number one, is I learned the importance of putting myself first. Number two, I would say, is that this isn't something that I learned in my 20s, but it's something that I feel like I finally got a full grasp of in my 20s, is the fact that I can actually do anything. If it's something that I don't know how to do or what to do, I can learn it. And how quickly I learn it depends on me. Or even if it's something that I've never done before, I can still do it. I can try it. I can practice it. It's not impossible. Even if it's learning a language, like they say, once you become an adult, it's harder to learn things. It's actually not. It's not as hard as they tell you it is. It's not hard. You just have to practice. Yeah, and then once you learn how you learn, you know, that's the learning curve right there.
I think the only reason they say that it's harder to learn when you get older is because you have habits that you gotta stop doing.
So responsibility.
Yeah, habits. But we unlearn. I unlearned so many things so that I can learn new things. But literally, I can do anything. If I just have to practice. So like when they say, if you can believe it, you can achieve it, like you have to actually practice it though too. Or sometimes you don't. But so yeah, it's okay to put myself first. I can do anything because I can also learn and practice anything. And the third thing I would say is boundaries. I learned about boundaries
That is very important to me because I didn't have boundaries. I didn't have real boundaries before. I didn't even really know what boundaries were. Like, I heard the words, but until I got into therapy, like, I actually learned how to effectively have boundaries and what they are. And some days I still be a little hazy, but yeah, I learned boundaries. That's my third one. I have probably a million more, but we can do that once everybody turns 30. Go ahead.
My first one, it would be to slow down. You don't have to be at a rush because everybody else is at a rush, or you don't have to rush because you feel like you have a lack of time. So, yeah, so just slow down. Like Damani was saying about rhythm, yeah, just slow down, find your rhythm, your pace, whatever. Second thing is being is believing. Mm. So whatever you're being, that's what you believe. And my third thing would be the formula. Actually, I was 30 when I learned that. All right, 20. Let me think.
Do you have your third one yet?
Okay. I got a few, but the one that I was going to say, you pretty much said. I was going to say that anything is possible for me.
Yeah.
Specifically. I needed to know that. I wish I knew that a lot sooner.
Yeah.
The third thing that I would say that I learned in my 20s was that I know what's best for me. Mm-hmm. So really just listen to myself, listen to my intuition, my gut, my first mind. Just listen to me before I go out and try to go within before I go without. I mean, before I go outward. Go within before I go outward,
yeah.
Seeking knowledge or direction or guidance.
I definitely, yeah, that's been a lot of my 20s learning that.
And I also agree to go within before I go without. Mm-hmm. Go within so I don't go without. Go ahead.
But yeah, that's been a huge part of my 20s, learning to trust myself and trust my instincts and my gut, and really knowing that I know more than I thought I knew.
Yeah.
Like, and also I'm being guided anyways. So whether it be from my future self or guided by God, or either way, I make great decisions, especially when I listen to myself. So that's something that I definitely learned.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of lessons. I'm glad. This is 20s, at least to me, I think the 20s were a great highlight. I got some great highlights during my 20s. Like, mm-hmm. Got some great experiences. I think the good far outweighed the bad.
Definitely.
So I'm grateful for that. Yeah. And I'm excited that is going to continue for my 30s.
Word, I got a tattoo.
Word, I got a tattoo.
Oh, word.
I'm get like 20 more.
I'm not doing all of that, but I just never thought I would have a tattoo because I was like, I don't have anything that I will permanently want on my body. So, but I made something. Mm-hmm. I made it myself.
She said, I don't want none of y'all designs. I want some of my designs.
Yes.
Clean, by design.
But yeah, I think the 20s were amazing. It had its ups and downs. And I mean, I'm still in my 20s. I expect the rest of it to be on its way up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
I don't got nothing else.
All right. Let us know in the comments below what your 20s were like. Like, did you like your 20s? Did you have any regrets? Let us know below. And also, let us know what one of the biggest things that you learned in your 20s were. In the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell mm-hmm. a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Check the links in the description for all of our music, because we do have music out. And we do have new things on the way. We'll have all the links in the description for products, physical products, digital products, all of the things.
be on the lookout for more. We appreciate each and every one of you guys, and we will see you guys next week.
Oh. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get out my face.